and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you're ready for Fun with Melly. This is the Golden Age. Welcome to the Golden Age. Welcome to the time of peace on earth. Goodwill toward men. We are at the threshold. Very, very, very exciting. I don't know why my face is so big, but anyway, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to be back. We'll talk about Saturday mornings, what we're going to do on Saturday mornings here in a little bit. But we've had a busy, busy week. Bella got fixed and Buddy hurt his back. I hope you guys saw that on the social media. He hurt his little back and we've been getting him some treatment. Plus, I'm getting treatment too, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. So we've got a lot to talk about as far as our genius president. It's really, really exciting. I want you guys to see what he was awarded, this prize, as basically better than the Nobel Peace Prize. Forget the Nobel Peace Prize. This was the FIFA Peace Prize, and he got this huge award that is like, it's literally golden hands holding up the earth. Beautiful. It was a beautiful award, and he got an Olympic medal type of thing that he put on. That was so great. So yeah, we're going to see that. And I want you to hear what he had to say. But first, let him light the Christmas tree because we're going to have a really big Christmas. Check this out. Hello? Where's the music? What happened?
We don't have to wear hats or anything. This is a special time. And Melania and I are thrilled to wish everyone here tonight and Americans all across this land a very, very Merry Christmas. So is everybody ready to light the beautiful Christmas tree? Are you ready? So the First Lady is going to do the honors, and we're going to do a countdown. We'll go from 5 to 0, okay? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I especially like the blinking. Did you guys see the blinking Bethlehem star? I thought that was pretty cool. So here we go. Here we go for Christmas. And then he also, I should pull this video up too. I had so many other things I was going to show you. But President Trump had, what's his name? The man singing Nessun Dorma. So beautiful. And I shared the English lyrics are really, it culminates in, at dawn, I will win. You know, dark to light. It would be great if we had a really big Christmas this year. And it would not be unprecedented because you remember George Washington went and destroyed the Hessians on Christmas Eve. Everyone knows that story, crossing the Delaware. So I'm ready. I'm ready for a big Christmas. How about you guys? I'm glad to see you guys. I see you over there. Yes, go ahead, hit the like button, everybody. Go ahead and hit the like button right now. Don't forget, like, share, and subscribe. I really want everyone to understand how this is biblical. We're going to talk about how this is biblical and how this is literally the golden age. You can get this now on Amazon, and it's really good news. I hope you guys have been reading it, and I hope it's really... No, it's not... You know what? Pavarotti's saying it. Yes, Marge, but it's also... the other Bocelli, Andrea Bocelli, sang it. He did a fabulous, fabulous job. And so that was great. I'd never heard him sing it before. It was beautiful. And I just love that President Trump always played that in his rallies, and he's playing it now. But yeah, so so make sure that you share, because a lot of people don't understand how this is literally biblical. And I'm so glad that we get that job to share that information. So let's do that. And don't forget to hit the like button, because that does help everyone to see it. Okay, so here President Trump is wishing us a Merry Christmas, celebrating the birth of the Prince of Peace. And he was here at the U.S. Institute of Peace to sign this historic agreement that will end one of the longest running conflicts anywhere in the world, with far more than 10 million people having been killed. Wars are over. You guys realize that? Do you realize that? This is it. It's over. It's over. Do y'all realize that? It's over. It says, you know, when the angels came and they filled the sky and the shepherds heard their song, you know, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And it hasn't happened until now. This is it. This is the end of it, because we realize now who's been running this terrible game. President Trump just put out the new, the plan for the world. And basically, everyone has their own sovereignty. Everyone is, you know, we're not the world's policemen anymore. We're basically being led around by the nose by the elite to start all these wars. That's over. It's just, this is Christmas. This is Christmas. This is the end of it. So check out what President Trump had to say.
In this holy season, we prepare to celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace. We have come to the U.S. Institute of Peace to sign a historic agreement that will end one of the longest running conflicts anywhere in the world, with far more than 10 million people killed. Today we commit to stopping decades of violence and bloodshed, and to begin a new era of harmony and cooperation between the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda. I want to thank the two courageous leaders. They are courageous leaders. They really are courageous leaders, great people. President Tshisekedi of the Democratic Republic of the Congo and President Kagame of Rwanda. They are amazing people, and they had stories to tell me that were incredible. It's been really fascinating in so many different ways. Sad and beautiful, both sad and beautiful, and today makes them beautiful. I've just held really fantastic meetings with both men and representatives of other countries, where we discuss the importance of upholding this new agreement.
Yes. You know, and what he means by brave is that it is brave to stand up to the New World Order and say no more wars. That's outrageous, but that's what it is. To stand up against these people takes extreme courage. And I really appreciate President Trump leading the way, and really bolstering everyone's courage by standing up against them. It's a really just so amazing. And so here he was, and that picture, he does not have his medal on, but there he is at the Donald J. Trump Institute of Peace. No one deserves it more. No one deserves it more than he does. Okay, so let me see if I have this. There's another medal I wanted you guys to see, but I guess I haven't posted it there. All right, I will find it. I'll find it here in just a little bit. All right, so definitely go and check out my website if you're new here, or if you're old here. I have tons of great research over there. Over 1,000 videos. We got the biblical astronomy. We talk about the end times, the truth about end times. And if you click on, actually, I'll make this one a little bit smaller. You can see there you go. You can see the menu items. There you can learn the wonderful truth about end times. It's the end times for them. It's the end times for them, and 1,000 years of peace for us. I know you guys all know that, who are here, who've been here for a long time. But for those of you who do not, and definitely check it out. You'll just on that page right there, you'll get great information about end times. And also check out the social media. These are the Real Mellies. Definitely check into that. And also the health. I'm going to talk to you about that in a little bit. Also, I've got my audiobooks, except for the Golden Age. I have them all on audiobook right here so you can listen to them, and it'll really lock it in for you. And also, there here they are over on Amazon for, like I said, for $2.99, and you can check that out. All right, so yeah, there's the one on the Revelation Decode. But very quickly, we're going to read a verse here, and I'm going to actually read it out of the Golden Age book about the peace on earth that is settling over the world. And here's the chapter, the Golden Age of Peace. So in this book, I have the Golden Age of Unity, the Golden Age of Health, the Golden Age of Abundance, the Golden Age of Christ as King. It's so the entertainment's going to be beautiful. I mean, everything is going to be so wonderful. So let me just pull out one of the verses. Here's Isaiah chapter 2. So this book is filled with verses about the Golden Age, or the millennial kingdom of Christ, the 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth. Isaiah 2, verse 4, he will judge between the nations. He will decide concerning many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither will they learn war anymore. Love it. He also says here in 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, for though we walk in the flesh, we don't wage war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but mighty before God to the throwing down of strongholds. That's what we're witnessing, you guys. Throwing down imaginations and every high thing that is exalted against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. How amazing is that? That's what we have been a part of, is to tear down these terrible imaginations, these terrible deceptions, the terrible fake news, and to bring everything into obedience, into captivity, into the obedience of Christ. So exciting. Look at this in Nahum 1:15. Behold, on the mountains, the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace. Who publishes peace. Keep your feasts, Judah. Perform your vows, for the wicked ones will no more pass through you. He is utterly cut off. If you're not familiar with that, the minor prophets were telling us. Here's the book, the major clues for minor prophets. The minor prophets were telling us about this day when finally, they would be cut off. That's what we have lived to see, lived to witness. He breaks the bow. He shatters the spear. He burns the chariots in the fire. He be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. If anybody thought that he would have this earth always run by these evildoers, they have another thing coming, because he will rule the earth. That's the whole song, Joy to the World. He comes to rule the earth. So exciting. We're going to see this day. We're really right. As President Trump was saying, you know, we're going to celebrate the Prince of Peace at Christmas. Beautiful. I love it. Okay, so anyway, you can read more about it in the book, The Golden Age, and not just about peace, it's just everything that's going to happen in the Golden Age. Very, very exciting. All right, so now, if you're ready for the bombshells, what is our genius president up to? And to really look beyond what we're seeing in the news. Now, it appears that there's a lot of hubbub between a lot of the MAGA, Republican, whatever, lot of infighting. Very interesting. I think a lot of people are being exposed. And it even looks like some people like Tucker, like Candace, are actually fighting against President Trump. No, that's not what's happening. That is not what's happening. They are working along with him. I'm convinced of it. And they're very good actors. Really, what makes a good movie is good actors. They are doing an amazing job, and they are exposing these things. It has to come from someone like that. And these people are so well-spoken, so command of the facts, so such great people to connect with the audience. Millions are watching Candace. This is the number one show. And, of course, we know Tucker has a huge, huge following. And so, really, anyone who's coming out against them, like Levin calling out Tucker and Candace and others, that exposes them. Really, really, don't you think? And also, Tim Pool, of all people. I'm going to get to that in just a second. Okay, so what were some of the things that she came out with this week? And now, you know, I know it's hard to keep up with everything. I know that. I do know that. So what I'm trying to do is get as much information for you and boil it down so that you can really get a pretty good smattering of what's happening. But this is so important. Very exciting. So one of the main things that she came out with this week was about the DuPont family. That is, of course, one of the bloodline families, one of the, quote, elite families. And you may not have known that this fifth generation DuPont was brought up on charges of pedophilia with a three-year-old and with an infant. I mean, it is vile, but we already know this. We know that's what they're demons, okay? They're filled with demons, and they do demonic things. We already know that. And so guess who was the prosecutor? Was Beau Biden. Beau Biden. And did you know that they lived in the Bidens lived in one of the DuPont homes? And it makes me wonder if Beau Biden had this terrible experience with these evil people. And so when he was put in this position of power, he used that position. Let me see if I can turn this off because it's distracting. I wonder if he said, well, I'm going to use this position. Either he was righteous because of just got the spirit of the Lord in him. But with his father, it's just awful, right? Can you imagine being born and that into this family, and that Joe Biden is your father? And so he was put in this position, and he used that position to go after a DuPont. You know, how many times have we heard Joe Biden talk about Beau Biden and him dying? So it's right after he prosecuted this DuPont. Next thing you know, he got turbo cancer and died. I think that now that makes sense. I didn't know that. Did any of you guys know that? I had no idea about that. So the thing that it makes me think of is that, you know, whenever Joe Biden has been talking about Beau Biden and about how he died of that, he's basically saying that's what happens to you if you go against the elite. All right. So, yeah. He threw the book at this creep. By the way, the Biden family lived in their home. Okay, so this girl was revealing it. This is Beau Biden right here. So this girl did a great job of posting this. Her name is Destiny Resendez.
How do I do this in under 3 minutes? Okay. Beau Biden, the eldest son of Joe Biden, who died in 2015 from a very aggressive form of brain cancer called a glioblastoma, okay, which Joe Biden has always suggested that the reason he got the glioblastoma was because of his time that he was stationed overseas in the Middle East during the Iraq-Afghan War, right? In 2006 to 2008, when he was there. He was in the National Guard or the something, right? He was in the military, the point is. Anyways, at the time, though, he was also the Attorney General, right, for Delaware, for like, I don't know, nearly 10 years, till he died, essentially 2006 onward. And he was supposed to become the Senator of Delaware, just like his father, Joe Biden. But in 2008, Obama wins presidency, and he picks Joe Biden to be his vice president, meaning he has to leave his seat as the Senator of Delaware. And they all thought, and everyone thought, that Beau Biden was going to become Senator, obviously, filling his father's footsteps because he's the golden child. That's what he was born to do, right? And what does he do when that happens? Instead of deciding, I want to run for Senate, it's not like he ran and lost. He didn't run. Well, why didn't he run? They're like the Bidens, right? But no, he didn't run because he was in the middle of a case, a huge case, and his whole life had changed, and he had become focused on one passion, and one passion only. And that passion was to end child trafficking and end child sex abuse, right? Because he got a case. The case that he got was he threw himself into it like you would never believe, okay? And it was the most prolific, they called him the most prolific child rapist in American history. Way worse than Jeffrey Epstein. This guy was a pediatrician with access to 7,000 children. 1,400 families came forward with allegations. 200 were caught, some of them on videotape. He had a toy dungeon underneath his pediatrician practice. And this went on for decades, right? And so Beau Biden was like, I'm not having it. and puts the whole book down on this guy. And as AG, make sure the guy gets 16 consecutive life sentences plus 165 years. Right? Just bam. And he wasn't done. There was another case, a totally different case, that involved the heir to DuPont Chemical raping his own 3-year-old daughter and apparently also his son. Right? So it was a long battle with that one. They had problems with the allegations, not having such young witnesses and all these other problems. Right? But he still gets the guy to plead guilty to raping his own daughter. 3-year-old daughter. Right? Even though the judge goes way too light on him. That was Beau Biden's passion. Passion was ending it. Ending child trafficking, ending child abuse, sexual child abuse. That was his passion. Does nobody understand that? That he tried and convicted the country's most prolific pedophile. Like, how did I not know that? And that he got the heir to DuPont Chemical to plead guilty to raping his own daughter. Okay, so now you know that about Beau Biden, right? Maybe we all learned something. Maybe everyone knew and I just didn't know. Okay, but here's the point I'm getting to. How can you have a son being Joe Biden? How can you have a son like Beau Biden, whose passion literally till the day that he died was protecting children at all costs? You know, he visited 25,000 plus children in the state of Delaware through the school system, educating them on how to report crimes and how to, you know, discuss this with their parents and teachers to report when they were being abused. He started the Beau Biden Foundation for Protecting Children, which still runs today, which his wife still runs. Now, knowing that that's his passion, how strongly passionate he was for it, you, as president, you have fumbled your son so much. Not only did you let your degenerate other fucking younger son sleep with his wife, Beau Biden's wife, and you just let that go. You let that just whatever, right? You let him do whatever. But that's not even what sucks, poor Beau, right? But he's the son, the guy who tried the most prolific child abuse case in our country's history. His father is the president of the world's largest child trafficking ring right now, involving the United States government and over 300,000 missing immigrant children, some that have undoubtedly ended up in the hands of child traffickers and organ harvesting and all sorts of crazy stuff. How could you be that guy and say you love your son? And not to mention, Joe Biden's wife, Jill, sits on the board for Save the Children, and Save the Children is under investigation by the government of Guatemala for child trafficking and child abuse. How can these things be a reality? How is your mind not blown? Like, maybe it's just me. Okay.
I really appreciate her doing that. Okay, she just made me sneeze. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, hold on. What are you supposed to look at a light to make it not sneeze? Or does that make you sneeze? All right, so, anyway. And then now to realize that Beau Biden's foundation is being used for evil, because we know that's what they do. Right. Is that a huge dot to connect? Did anybody know this? I had no idea about that. And so I really appreciate this this girl bringing this up. It went viral. Not on there. Let's see if I can find it. I don't know. For some reason, she said it had millions of views. But either way, I guess it's just on my channel. It's only gotten 5,000. I just posted. I'm going to go ahead and share the link so you guys can have that and also share it with everybody. Okay. All right, so let me figure out. Yeah, hadn't connected to either somewhere. Okay, so I'll say share. This is the Beau. I'll just put BB Foundation, okay? BB Foundation. And so here's the link right there. All right, so that is a huge piece of the puzzle that I was not aware of. And then, so he is exposing these DuPonts. So how does that connect to Candace Owens and Charlie Kirk? So just hang on tight. We're going to get to that. All right, so then... Let me see if I can get, I think I might be having them out of order a little bit. Okay, so now, I guess this is the next one. So Candace, let's do this one next. Now, Candace has been talking about these Egyptian planes that have been flying all around, the Egyptian military planes. You cannot have an Egyptian military plane flying all around the country without having a military escort. That is, you know, terms of war, right? It's you're declaring war if you come in with a military plane into America. But they're freely coming in and doing whatever they want to do, because clearly this supersedes a country, because these people think that, you know, they're above the national sovereignty of a country, because they are this is the elite. Now, who's on this plane? We haven't really exactly gotten down to that, but I'll show you who we think it potentially is. This guy named Walid Mahmoud Abdel Nasir. Okay, I'm going to show you who that is in just a second. And potentially Brigitte. So what are these planes doing? They are they're flying all around doing surveillance of people, tracking Charlie, because he was obviously a big mover and shaker in the political arena, right? He was, by all accounts, hugely important in President Trump winning this most recent election. So they're tracking him everywhere he goes, as well as Erica. And the more I look at it, the more I think that this Erica is not the real Erica. And I've had it just about up to here with her, because she was calling us influencers, you know, fake news, that actually, she's saying that we're not real journalists. We should, you know, everyone should just listen to the real journalists. Okay, how about not listening to the fake Erica? It's just irritating me so bad. Anyway, so the point is, on these planes, what are these planes doing? We haven't gotten any of these questions. This is exactly why all this hubbub about that they don't want to have Candace at the TPUSA videotaping, because they know that she will destroy anything that they say. They know she's so well spoken, and they know that she's in command of the facts. And that's what the whole deal is, why they were saying you have 24 hours to respond, and you know, you can't be here at this particular time, then forget it, and all of that. Okay. Now, so George Webb has been following this for years, and so he's bringing up that, you know, basically this DuPont connection, and that he's been tracking for years. I want you to hear what he has to say. He even connects it to Burisma and Hunter Biden. So it all makes sense, because these elite DuPonts, it's always them. It's always them who are plotting these assassinations, plotting these false flags, running all this trafficking of children and guns and all, you know, oil in the Burisma case, as, you know, the bioweapons, all these things. It's always them, right? But this is what's so great, is this is exposing and connecting this for everybody to see. They're the ones who are the criminals. And all at the same time, our wonderful president is saying it's over. We're going to have peace on earth. And really what it boils down to is not just having wars where you send out tanks and guns, but the end of war against these people, because they'll be gone. Very, very exciting day. Check this out.
Can't refuse this mafia ultimatum 24 hours before Charlie's dead, maybe 48 hours before. But the CFO, Justin Strife, who's only been the CEO since the Doge audit was refused by Tyler Boyer. So they refused the Doge audit and they put this new guy in, Justin Strife. He's only been CEO 8 days. The first call he makes, right, after Charlie Kirk is killed, the first call is to Pierre DuPont. Now, why is that? Is that the first time they've ever talked? $1 billion offer? I assume it's not the first time they ever talked. Would it be interesting to get those phone messages, see how long this conversation's been going on with Pierre DuPont? Interesting parallel here. Read in the last 9 years of our research group talking about Henri DuPont with a company called Burisma. I think I've heard of Burisma before. Have you heard of Burisma before with Hunter Biden and all the communication between Hunter Biden and Henri DuPont? Henri DuPont turns out to be a fake name. We couldn't figure out who it was. It might be Pierre DuPont. Remember Burisma and what they're doing. Burisma is a shadow. Burisma is a covert cover, right? Burisma is trading weapons with UAE, trading weapons with Saudi Arabia, trading weapons with Egypt, fronting a lot of Israel technology so that the Egyptians can sell the technology to oil-rich Sunni nations because they don't want to buy from Israel specifically. Isn't that kind of Walid Mahmoud? He's a Egyptian diplomat. He's on the plane, right? He's one of the guys that we talked about with diplomatic immunity to have this kind of covert operation. It's been 9 years we've been talking about this, and Candace is on the same parallel track with lots of evidence, lots of receipts with these Egyptian planes, 73 flights. Baron Coleman has another 5 flights that we're going to add in. We're going to make a whole war board. anti-war board, actually, in Michigan to chart all this. Going there tomorrow, and everybody's coming together to join together in fighting this deep state, taking down, getting into this DuPont database that's being collected on people with all these planes collecting everybody's phone, these planes are collecting everybody's car information, they're collecting everybody's facial recognition at these TPUSA events. I think the same thing happened at the Trump events. I think the same thing happened at the J.D. Vance events. We're going to find out, but we need to stop arguing amongst ourselves and get on the stick, get into the research, right, of the DuPonts. That's going to be key. Cash Patel, stop saying a bag of hot dogs can stop a 30-06 and start doing your job.
Okay, and so what I would say to George Webb is I think that this is his job. He said that, if you guys haven't seen my video, it's pinned on my X, where he's saying that something huge is going to happen before the end of the year. I think this is what this is. This is the, how do you tear down this disease corrupt temple? This is the genius of President Trump and Cash Patel, that they're willing to take the friendly fire and say, oh, you guys are you know, horrible. They are showing how the FBI is, you've got to just, it's got to be gone. The CIA, it cannot be fixed. There are infiltrators in each of these organizations, and President Trump and Cash Patel, are basically allowing them to destroy themselves. And all of this, you know, really with citizen journalists who are actually coming out and telling the truth. Now, this is exactly what not only George Webb has been researching for all these years, but also 17 told us all this time ago. We know that he's connected all of these players, the elite, saving Israel for last, all that, Burisma, you know, false flags, all that for years. And so this is what's going to bring down this entire house of cards. So that's why it's really important for us to share it. And it's all coming down around their ears. And they can't stop it. The only reason that they are trying to have to respond to Candace is because they know that she has been able to surpass the algorithm. Well, that tells you right there that the White Hats are in control of YouTube, because if they weren't, then they could shut down her channel that quick. We know that. And so she's getting this truth out there, and so they're like, we have to respond, but of course they don't want it to have where she's on there, because it really makes, you know, she will shut them down. It will just be an embarrassment, because I don't care if you have 10 against 1, whatever. They can't. The only way they could stop her is if they muzzled her. Okay, so I want you to see connecting these dots with the DuPonts. I don't know if you caught it at the beginning. He was saying that they gave an offer to Charlie the day before, around there, before he was shot, before that incident, whatever you want to call it, that happened. And so I feel very much believe that the White Hats know about this. And so, you know, George Webb has done a great job for years exposing these types of things. And so the DuPonts, why are they doing this? Because they want to get control of TPUSA. They cannot allow Charlie Kirk to go around the country to all the colleges and expose Israel. So they want to control it also, because some of the weird things that are coming out is that they've been using this to not bring in foster purity and righteousness in the youth, but to use this to degrade them. And they've been getting them out into bars, getting them drunk, all these people who go to these TPUSA events. I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying that there are stories coming out that's what's happening. And that makes sense that the Mossad would try to do that. They want to degrade our society, especially those who are strong, have strong morals, strong Christians, and strong, you know, to stand up politically. They want to make them where you lose your moral fortitude because you feel so guilt-ridden or so addicted to whatever evil, okay? All right, so let's go on and see if we can. Okay, this is the guy right here that he was talking about who's on the plane. And I think, what did he say? How many planes? A lot of planes are just buzzing all around, tracking people all over the country. It's outrageous. Our airspace is a mess. We knew this from the Chinese balloon, right? So here's Egyptian diplomat on Charlie Kirk's assassination jet. Meet Waleed Mahmoud Abdel Nasser, the shadowy figure tying it all together. If you've been following Candace Owens' bombshell exposés on the Egyptian spy planes shadowing TPUSA events, 73-plus flights tracking Erica Kirk alone, you know the plot reeks of foreign intel ops. But now we've got a name, a face, a career built on deep state secrets. This is the guy who could be the foreign dignitary shuttled off the SUBTT Falcon 7X jet straight from Provo the morning of the September 10th, hours before Charlie's murder, to Wilmington's Rodney Square for a joint op with the FBI DEA Secret Service. Diplomatic cover? They can get away with anything. You think of diplomatic cover, you think of cabal. They supersede government. Check. No public flight logs? Check. Ties to weapons laundering and surveillance? Yes. Who is Waleed Mahmoud Abdel Nasser, and why does he scream inside man in his assassination saga? Veteran Egyptian spook with the UN immunity. He's basically, you know, Egyptian CIA. He has immunity. 40-plus years as a career diplomat since 84. He served as the chief of cabinet to multiple Egyptian foreign ministers, ambassador to Japan, chief of mission in D.C., rubbing elbows with U.S. intel, directors of WIPO's Regional Bureau of Arab Countries in Geneva, code for Tech IP Laundering Hub, perfect for funneling Israeli weapons tech through Egypt to the Saudis, UAE. Who won't buy directly from Israel? Sound familiar? Burisma vibes? Peacekeeping expert with a dark twist, ran Cairo's regional center for training in peacekeeping and dispute settlement. And whenever they had named something peacekeeping and dispute settlement, it's the opposite. Think the opposite. Diplomatic immunity for covert ops? Yes. George Webb's been screaming about this for years. That was George Webb I was just showing you on the video. Egyptian planes as fronts for arms deals. Biden texts to fake aliases like On Redempant. I don't know how you say that. Like, is that Pierre DuPont? On Redempant is Pierre DuPont. Waleed fits the profile. Low key, high access, zero public footprint, no videos, no interviews. Guy's a ghost. All right, so I want you to see. I don't think I can read all that, but I will make sure that you have the link so that you can read more about that. So she warned these planes aren't maintenance stops. no way. And the hangar shut down since 2021. French lease in 2024 screams to cover. All right, so I'm gonna click this link, and I will pop this in. Let me see if I can do it this way. There he is right there. Is this your guy, Candace? Oh, yeah, I just posted that this morning. So this is the Mahmoud. Waleed, whatever. It's not the same as Waleed bin Talal guy. That's a different guy. All right, so this is the guy right here, it appears. So it's also filled with other people, it appears, that were actually like French Foreign Legion, because people have been trying to do some facial identification and finding these people are part of the French Foreign Legion who were at the Charlie Kirk incident, you know, like 10 feet away from him. And a lot of them, she's talking about that a lot of them were wearing burgundy shirts. That's not really a big color for that campus, but they've talked about that this is what a lot of these military ops use, that color, or at least they're all in the same color so that they can identify each other, but no one else realizes. All right. So, yeah, here's the one about the French Foreign Legion ties exposed. If you thought the French Foreign Legion soldier lurking 10 feet from Charlie was a wild, buckle up. Shout out to Going Strategic. He dug hours into this rabbit hole and uncovered breakthroughs that scream foreign op. This isn't coincidence. It's a pattern. Threads incoming. But here's the bombshells. VIP security breach. The hat guy, likely on TPUSA's allow list for the inner security zone. He was 20 feet from Charlie during the shot. Regulars don't get that close. We're talking creds. His name is out there. Who recognizes him? So let me show you a picture of that. Let me see if I can show you this. Here we go.
You got a gun. President. Let's go, bud. Come on, we don't have to go. Let's go.
Okay. Sorry, I thought I had a better picture. I think it's this guy that they're talking about. I think it's that guy right there. I think. I'm not sure. Sorry. Let me see if I can find him. Here's the pic. Yeah, this guy right here. Let me show you this one. So this is what they're talking about, is that how do these people get in and out of the country? Well, now we know, on these Egyptian military planes. Now, but again, I still, you know, am holding out, you know, a lot of belief and hope that Charlie is in witness protection. Okay. I still have, you know, I'm still holding out that hope. Anyway, the Legion headquarters confirmed that Marseille Hat, bought 1 to 18 miles from Camp de Carpain, however you say that, elite foreign Legion base, not random tourist merchandise. So he narrowed to commandos, zooming in this first regiment, Entranger, whatever, de Cavalry, the specific Legion squad training at Carpain. Yeah, this is definitely not... not something you would get in America. That hat is directly from there. And so that's, you know, they're identifying these people. This is what the media should be doing, but they're not, because they're controlled. They're fake news. We are the news now. All right. So if I get my mouths to work. Now, let's listen to what Candace has to say, because, you know, this has caused a lot of rodeo. So check out what she has to say. She's done a lot of research, and it has spurred them to respond finally, but check out what she has to say.
Only catalyzing your own demise. Like, it's, people have never been more awake and more in tune, and the focus on Charlie Kirk's assassination proves that. You couldn't make that go away. Speaking of which, Charlie Kirk, whose death is exposing this matrix in ways that I do not even think that we can fully comprehend in this moment just yet, we asked the question and we can't find the answer as to where Brigitte Macron was on the dates that the Egyptian plane was flying around America. It's just like a 6-day gap in Brigitte's schedule. And now, of course, especially as we have learned about Delaware and the DuPont French connection and the French Foreign Legion non-answer that we're getting, just gaslighting that we are getting, it feels like an even more relevant and rational question. It feels like we are existing in a time where you are.
Yeah, it's like this guy was allowed in the permission only zone. So those are the kinds of questions she wants to get straight answers to. And, you know, why was this not a controlled situation? Why were all these people allowed into this event? Yeah. So we're going to watch and find out. We'll just keep sharing all this information. And I've got it over on all my social media, the Telegram, the X, and I'll be posting more as it comes out. Now, yeah, and so Wooden Shoes said, you know, who's taking the video? And that video right there did seem a little more natural. I could see holding the video, because it was, you know, it's not a really clear shot. The ones that really spooked me is when there's live shots going on, live, you know, gunshots, and there are people who are just standing there, you know, taking video. Like, that's not a normal response. That's just not. All right, so now, let me see if I think that was, okay, so this, here, okay, we're going to talk about this real quick. And then I'll show you the Tim Pool thing, because that one, just so much weirdness. Okay, check this out.
Point issued an ultimatum, I don't know, an invitation, gave me 24 hours to respond to a tweet that they sent at midnight very strange. Again, everything just seems to be very strange and necessary that is coming out of Turning Point USA. We're going to find out. You can pick the place. You can pick the time. I say we do it tomorrow. We don't need to plan for this. We don't need lawyers in between us, lawyer statements. It's not how I roll, okay? I don't care about any of that. I want it to be authentic. Like, we are going to discuss that. Plus, I have an amazingly odd update regarding the Egyptian planes, and it feels very significant. So we're going to jump back into that storyline. It seems to be the Egyptian planes that they are unnecessarily freaking out about. So that's definitely going to be the key that unlocks everything.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that she keeps saying is when she brings out something that she thinks is significant and then they freak out, then she knows that she's really, really onto something. And of course, when you have, I don't care who you are, when you have military planes coming in from Egypt, they're just flying all around our country, tracking people. And there's no response from our military. What is going on? And you know, my stance is that President Trump is in control, that all this is white hats are in control. And you know, this whole thing is exposing how they've run our country. That we don't have what we most people thought was a sovereign country with a sovereign military and all that, that we can do what we, you know, what we want to do in our country and protect our citizens. It's run by someone that supersedes the government. There's no other explanation. At least that's what they believe, that they are above us and they've always been able to get away with it. I mean, every event, sorry, I keep coughing. Every event that we've talked about, from JFK to MLK to, you know, Robert Kennedy to, you know, all of them, all these things have happened, you know, 9/11, etc. It's all been because they're the ones at the top that supersede our government. But now we truly do have a government. But right now, the genius of President Trump is he is allowing, within reason, under control situation, all this to be exposed. And that's what's so important. And that's why we are the news now. And that's why we're going to share this information. All right. Are we all on the same page, everybody? Everybody give me the thumbs up. Give me the thumbs up for the video. Make sure that you like, share, and subscribe to this. Okay. That we share this information. Now, let me see. I'm going to tell you why I keep coughing. All right. So I got to tell you something really crazy about that. Okay. I'll tell you that in just a second. But Tim Pool came out with this bit. I'm so sorry. I'm not sick. I don't have any congestion. It's just a weird thing, but I'll tell you in a second. Tim Pool came out railing against Candace and calling her all kinds of names. And the crazy thing is, and we've always thought Tim Pool is a good guy. He's a MAGA guy. He's on our side. He was on Charlie Kirk's side. He was at his events. He's speaking at his events, right? And then all of a sudden, he starts blasting Candace. And then his numbers start to tank. He's always been one of the top ones. But it just revealed to everybody that he's not who we thought he was. We've been told that. That we will find out that some of the people we've trusted will realize that they are not good guys. And it appears that Tim Pool falls into that category. Disappointing, but there you go. So, I'm so sorry. I know you don't want to hear that. I don't want to do it. I want you to see what he has to say. So now, after he did this and his numbers started tanking, it appears that he had a shooting incident at his home. But as soon as I read about it, I'm like, you know me, I'm so skeptical of everything. I'm like, this whole thing sounds like a baloney. It sounded baloney, and now it's coming out that it was likely faked. Why would he do such a thing unless he's controlled opposition? A lot of these ones that are just huge channels, you know that they have these fake algorithms to pump up their numbers and get everybody to watch their show. And now we're finding out that it's likely all been fake. Smoke and mirrors. Check this out.
All right, everyone, welcome back. It is December 6, 2025, and the talk of the town right now is Tim Pool. Apparently, once again, and I'm going to show you exactly what I mean, Tim Pool is claiming that his property was shot up last night, according to himself and his security team. Now, as of right now, as of the making and posting of this video, there is zero evidence that this took place. No bullet casings, no video, no police report, no surveillance video, no nothing. So we got to say that right off the bat. This may be provided later on in the day if this is in fact true. And the reason I'm questioning this is because this is not even close to the first time that this has happened. Now, I want to be clear. I was actually on Tim Pool's podcast and I flew out to Tim Pool's compound. And I got to say, he lives on a very big property. It is surrounded by a gate, which you need a code to get in. And he does have security on the property. So that is all true. But the reason that myself and many, many people are questioning this is because of the timing and the fact that Tim Pool has put out posts like this almost to the day 3 years ago, where he claims that he found a 9mm bullet lodged in his kitchen. Now, this event back in 2022 and the one from last night both came not one day after Tim claimed that his views and his reach were going down very significantly. And as many of you know, he's been in a huge beef with Candace Owens over the Charlie Kirk assassination. And not only that, during his podcast with Milo, he literally states that his numbers are down. I'm going to play that clip for you right now, very quickly. Take a listen to this.
You're wrong, because the base seems to be siding with Candace. So counterproductive.
No, I actually think criticizing Candace has hurt our viewership.
That's my point.
We actually got cancellations on orders. My morning show subscribers have gone down. Yeah, I've lost 3,000 followers on X. I hate
Shouldn't
politics.
You join the wing side?
No, I'd rather just go live in a van down by the river.
So there you have it. A van down by the river is where Tim chooses to be over agreeing with anything that Candace Owens has to say, and clearly admits that ever since he's been criticizing her, his numbers have dropped. Now, again, something very similar took place right before that 2022 shooting where he found the bullet in his kitchen. He was talking.
Okay, so I'm not going to go into all that, but isn't this interesting? You know, he would call her names and say she was going to destroy the midterms and it's just when you have to resort to name calling and really cursing her, it's not a good look. It makes me wonder if you're guilty. And now this. So there you go. All right, I want you to see that. Okay, so let me see if there's anything. Okay, yeah. Did you guys see this? Elon posted that Fuentes is a Fed. Let me see if I can pull up the whole post. Let me see. Elon Musk. Yeah, there he goes. He's a Fed. There you go. Yeah. Yep. We've been thinking that, and there you go. So that's what Elon said. I'll give you that link too in case you wanted to have that. But yeah. That's what I had been thinking, and that's what a lot of people have been thinking. And of course, Tucker had him on a show again, exposing him. And he's got a huge following. And now Elon comes out and says he's a Fed. I hope that people wake up. Thank you, Elon, for sharing that. And he fits the profile. You know, he's highly intelligent. He's very well spoken. He's in command of the language. He's passionate and all this. I'm not even going to go any farther. There's something else. He's not married. Doesn't have a girlfriend. So anyway, all right, there you go. That's all I'm going to say about that. All right. So this is another huge thing that just came out from Macquarie. Had you seen this? That they stole the GAO. No, this was actually who did this. This is actually, this is from OMG. That they came out and they stole the documents that proved that the vaccines were harmful. They stole and backed up all this data, a violation of several federal statutes, unauthorized removal or destruction of public records, theft or conversion of government property, computer fraud and abuse act for CFAA for accessing or copying government data without authorization. He says we've stolen and backed those things up so that someday they can come back to the government, but going, of course, after President Trump is out, was what he's saying, because it's not safe while President Trump is there to have all this truth in there. I'd watch out for the vaccine denying HHS, who's going to ruin healthcare in the country even more than it already is. It limits the amount of permanent damage research he's trying to delete is stored outside of his control. There you go. Thank you, James O'Keefe. Another win-win. Amazing, amazing job. I'm not going to have time to show that whole video because I've got something else to show you. But yeah, so this is the vax data. Okay, I'm going to put that over in the comments, and Songbird's going to put it in the I'm going to put it in the chat. She's going to put it in the comments. Thank you, Songbird. We love you. All right. Now, the next thing I want you to see, I'm not going to show you that video. It's just no more time. All right. Let's get to the pipe bomber. The pipe bomber is gigantic. It's coming out about this pipe bomber. They're saying that this was this person, right? Let me see if I can show you the picture. That's a very tan white person right there. That's what they were saying on CNN, that this is a white guy. Okay, he's the face of MAGA white supremacy. All right, and so, yeah, that's where he's saying he's a white guy. Let me see if I can play that.
Capital attack. Brian Cole Jr., a 30-year-old white man from the D.C. suburbs, is charged with...
Okay, we have to cough him on that one. All right, that was awesome. All right, so then another... I said this. I said it once. I've said it 1,000 times. This guy, before even any of this really came out, I said, if he is not connected to the CIA, then, you know, it's baloney. 5 years you're telling me that you didn't know who this was, and all of a sudden it's just some autistic person. No. If it was truly this guy, an autistic person, black man, you could have come out with that 5 years ago. So clearly that's not the case. So I will show you what I think is the case. So here's this post. I just pulled this up this morning because I wanted to make sure that this got over onto the X. I've had a crazy busy week, but anyway, that's another story. Anyway, so this is what Kyle Serafin is saying, and I think this is very much likely the truth. This is where he's talking about this female federal agent is the true pipe bomber, okay? And this is groundbreaking investigation conducted by the journalist Steve Baker. Kudos to Steve Baker. This came out on the 7th of November, and that is the only reason they came out and said that, you know, blamed this very, very dark white man. I'm not even going to call his name because I don't think that's fair. He's just a patsy. I knew it immediately. I'm like, this is a patsy. Everybody's saying it. Bandit's saying it. Alex Jones is saying it. It's baloney. So, but the only reason they came out with it now is because citizen journalists were getting to the bottom of it. They're getting to the bottom of the truth. Thank you so much, Steve Baker, for all your efforts. He didn't get any information from them. He pieced it together himself. And so Kyle Serafin warns that the pipe bomber's hoaxer's life is in danger until the truth is revealed to the world. Let me see if I can show you a picture of, literally I just posted this. Let me see if I can find it. There's a picture, and I don't know where it is. Where did I put that? Maybe I put it here. Okay, let me see if I can. What did I do with it? I'm sorry, you guys. I did it just before I came on. Let's see if I can find that picture. No, it's the George Webb stuff right there. Okay, so I'm going to grab it. Oh, you know what I did? I've got it right here. It's right here. There it is. I knew I had it somewhere. She's right there. This is who they're saying is who Kyle Serafin is saying is the pipe bomber. Her build matches the hoodie person. Her build matches the gait, the walk, all that. That is likely who this is. Okay, and he was saying federal agent, I've also heard Capitol Police officer. I'm sorry, I don't know exactly which way, one or the other, but I think that is more than likely the case because that matches the body structure more than I'm going to grab this for you so you can have this to share, Songbird, so you guys can watch that video. Bear with me right now. I'm going to put this over here for you guys in the chat section, right there. Now, this matches the body more than this guy right here. This guy's tall and lanky. This is not the person in the video right there, okay?
Capital attack.
Listen up.
Okay. So typical. It's typical, right? We've been lied to so many times, we don't really trust anything they say. This is what AI says, and I know this is very, very small. I'm trying to try to make it a little bit bigger. The man with the glasses on the left has normal, even, slightly short-armed proportions, fingertips at mid-thigh. The hooded suspect on the right has exceptionally long arms, fingertips nearly to the knee, even when relaxed. These are not subtle differences. They are extreme and obvious once you look for them. The differences in relative arm length is so large that it is essentially impossible for these to be the same person, unless the hooded individual is deliberately extending his arms downward. Are the two hooded images the same person? Yes, almost certainly. All right, so this is talking about this person right here. This is the person right here. It's the same person. Okay, so there you go. That's no way. The pipe bomber suspect is the same person in the video, the black guy, who they said was a white guy. the arm lengths, the leg lengths, the walk do not match. All right, and I said it before. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep saying it. Is that the only reasonable explanation is that Kash Patel is attempting to completely destroy the intel community. That's the only explanation for it. This is what we've been waiting for. This is what we've been praying for. This is what we've been wishing for, is to bring down this entire diseased, corrupt temple. And he said that over on this video here, as I cough in your face, I'm so sorry, on this one right here, and show, and he's they're happening.
I even said you've seen, and the ones that you're going to see coming up here in this near future are just the beginning. But I have to remind the audience one thing. Everybody's like, it's 7 months. What have you guys been doing? Yeah. Well, they spent 20 years building this disease temple of corruption. It takes a little bit of time to defeat it and beat it down. And I'm not asking you to trust me. I'm asking you to look at the work the men and women of the FBI have done so far in these 7-8 months, and just imagine what we're going to do come the year end.
That's Christmas, okay? So I'm going to share that with you also, and you can look at that. I'm probably going to change out that video. So if you want to grab it, this is the pinned post of the diseased temple, okay? Diseased, corrupt temple that he brought up. That is not a word that people normally say. So that's how he's doing it, is exposing this this whole investigation is absolutely ridiculous. And this is how they've been doing it for so long. They use their same playbook, and they do it over and over. But since you're using the same playbook, we know what it is, and that's how President Trump is able to get them. He's playing chess. They're still playing checkers. And so the DuPont, the elite go in. They do these, control these organizations with all their money. They infiltrate. They, if someone won't play their game, they offer them an ungodly amount of money. If they don't take the offer, then they're dead. In this case, I hope and pray that Charlie Kirk is out in witness protection. That would make sense to me. If President Trump has been, working this operation for all this time. And that's how they do it. And they run all, they can control the airspace. They can come into our country with all their planes. They've been doing this all this time. Has President Trump said that? No, but that is what they do. Now, I found this other picture for you guys before we go. This is this amazing award that our wonderful president received, the FIFA Peace Award. And it's got five hands, kind of interesting hands. To be honest, it's kind of a little bit creepy looking, I'm just saying, but it's pure gold. They didn't say how many pounds it is, but I'm thinking it's worth at least $250,000. It's probably worth $500,000. And then President Trump, of course, is wearing a beautiful gold award around his neck as the wonderful president of peace. Love it. Okay, our time is gone. I loved spending time with you guys. I'm going to tell you super quick what is my situation. When I went on this trip, and I've mentioned this to you before, but I wanted to kind of give you the heads up on why am I still coughing. I have been having the neural therapy to open back up my lungs. So what I did was I aspirated some of this bleach, basically. And so we went in, we were in the spa with the jacuzzi, and it was bubbling up, and I believe I just breathed in all this stuff, plus I breathed in all this bleach in my room. My room was filled with, everything was bleached. And since I was poisoned, I'm much more susceptible to it. My body's just like, no, you're not having any of this. We don't want you to be poisoned again. But the problem is that you're not breathing this in, but that means I'm not breathing anything in. So my wonderful Dr. Laura at prescribinglife.com. I'm going to pull up her website super quick so you can see. She is bound and determined to save my life every time I get myself into a scrape. So she helped save my life last time, and she's really helping me now. And so she's been prescribinglife.com. And so they take the nerves that are in a fight or flight. And they're all angry because they're like, stop this from getting into her body. And so they make my lungs really where they're stopping all this from getting in there. And it starts to wheeze. Well, so she's been giving me these wonderful treatments that have opened up my lungs. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful treatment. It's non-invasive. It's not harmful for you. It's not a bunch of drugs. It's wonderful. So what's happening is this was weighed down deep, deep, deep in my lungs. And I wasn't able to get a full breath. And even still, I'm not 100%. You see, when I talk, I kind of get out of breath because I'm highly allergic to this now. And as everyone should be, because this stuff is horrible. In the golden age, we won't have any of this stuff. It's horrible. Anyway, so the other day, I started to probably do more than what I should have been doing. And I got into this terrible coughing and I leached up some of this chlorine that was in the depths of my lungs, and it caused me to wheeze more. So that's where we are on this situation. I don't have anything. It's that my lungs are like kind of like an asthma person where they're closed up, and we're trying to get them completely opened back up. That's what's going on. So I'm just so, so thankful to have this wonderful treatment that helps your body to respond and stop being in this red alert type of phase. Anyway, prescribinglife.com. Very, very thankful. I just saw Lucy and her wonderful husband there the other day. They're one of our patriots, and they were there when I was there getting a treatment with my mom and dad. And he was not responding. And I said, just hang in there. You will. He'd had a terrible back injury. And the next day I heard that he was like 70% better. It just took a while to get this to get his nerves to stop sending these terrible pain signals that he was having. So for me, it's sending an allergic response. For him, it was sending pain signals. So anyway, and the nerves are so huge. They've never really told us that we could do anything to help our nerves. And that's such a huge part of, you know, our entire body is made up of this intricate web of nerves. All right, so let's pray. Yes, she does. She does. Go to prescribinglife.com. I think there's a number up here somewhere. And you can go on a telemed. That's what I would recommend if you are, people are coming from out of state, and then she can help you on a telemed. I'm just so thankful. This is why my mom and I were able to go on our trip and our family, because my mom had the neural therapy and she's well. The other day she walked 14,000 steps. I'm not going to tell you how old she is, but I'll tell you I'm 61, so I just do the math. and I'm her youngest, so she's doing amazing, and it's only because of neural therapy. Everything the doctors did for her made her worse. And so the last thing I told them before they left, I said, take care of my mom, because I'll see them here in another couple weeks for Christmas. But I said, take care of my mom and keep her away from the doctors, the fake doctors. Keep away from fake doctors and fake news. All right. What's the oopsie, songbird? All right, let's pray. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you that you are the King of the world. You are the Prince of Peace. You have come to reign on this earth, and you will bring peace on earth. Nation will not rise against nation, and neither will they train for war anymore. Thank you, Lord, that we're going to have, every nation will have their own sovereignty. They'll have their own culture, and they won't be led around by the nose by these evildoers anymore. We praise you, and we thank you, and we love you. Thank you for guiding us through. Thank you, Lord, that even if I have to get sick, if it helps somebody else, I just thank you that you're using all of our lives to help other people to get to the truth so that they can have their health back, and that we'll have all the wonderful things that are going to happen in the golden age. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for our president. Again, guide him every step of the way. Protect him with your holy angels and all those who are on the front lines. I pray you protect them, guard them, surround them with your holy angels, that not one hair of their head will be harmed. And that those who have done evil, that we will expose them and bring them down. You said to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. And that's what we're doing, Lord. We are your army to expose the evildoers. I thank you for everyone on the battalion. I pray you continue to strengthen them and protect them and guide them and comfort them. Help them know that you are right beside them and will protect them and provide every need. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I'm going to go. Don't forget, go to freedomforce.live. Go to the health page. Definitely check into all of the great information we have about how, even if you get sick from something, how you can truly get well from in a natural way instead of you know who. Definitely check into the book. It's all the information is here as well as over on Amazon. I'll go ahead and put that information over on the chat. And I think that's it. Oh, yeah, they're having Christmas specials at MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com/Melly. Also, go to this one right here. They are having 30% off. Did you guys see this? 30% off on the things at, it's going to pop up. The 30% off at Touchstone Essentials. Like all this, the wonderful Pure Body Extra to do the detox, to get rid of the heavy metals, et cetera, in your body. They are having 30% off. I love the green juice. I do that every day. I love that. I wouldn't be probably here if I hadn't done all that. But anyway, so yeah, the zeolite, the fulvic acid, as well as the one for longevity. All that, everything's 30% off, and I think it's ending soon. I don't know what day, but definitely check it out. And it's over. I need to get you the code. There's a code. I'll get it. I'll put it in the chat before I go so you guys can have it. Thank you, R. Carly. I love you guys. All right, I'm going to go. And I will see you Tuesday at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. Central to retrain me. All right, guys, I love you. And I will talk to you later.